And your next question comes from the line of Andrea Mitchell with NBC News.
Guys, thanks so much. Can you all hear? Because we had trouble getting through to you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thanks.
What do you think the larger import is of this in terms of Mitt Romney's business career at Bain, what it says about himself? What are you trying to suggest if, in fact, he was in some role at Bain, according to the SEC filings, 4 years beyond when he said he left, for all intents and purposes, to go to the Olympics? What is the larger point in terms of his qualification to be president?
Well, the primary point is that that he is responsible for some decisions that were made at Bain to invest in companies that became the pioneers of outsourcing, according to the Washington Post. That's the main point, I think, of the revelation of these SEC filings today in the Boston Globe. But the larger point is that Mitt Romney established his entire credential to be president as someone who understands the real economy because he's been in the private sector. And he uses that as an attack on the president, that the president had never worked in the private sector, so doesn't understand the economy, but Mitt Romney does. So looking at his private sector experience and the consequences of that experience, whether it's investing in companies, loading them up with debt, bankrupting them, which happens in the private sector, I understand that, but then walking away in that bankruptcy with tens of millions and sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars, but leaving workers without jobs, without pensions, without health care, devastating communities. Those are consequences of the decisions that Mitt Romney made that I think the American people need to consider in evaluating whether that's the type of experience they want in the president.
And on the outsourcing front, I would just add a couple of things. This has been a trend throughout Mitt Romney's career. As governor of Massachusetts, he vetoed legislation that would have prevented outsourcing. The president's got a plan on the table to end tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas, and the plan that Romney has on the table would actually provide them with additional incentives to outsource jobs. So it's clear that this is the type of economic philosophy he was taking to the Oval Office, and it has real consequences for the American people.
And, you know,
and do you think outsourcing in every instance is a bad thing for the economy? Do you reject the suggestion that outsourcing is part of the normal ebb and flow of global trade, that it helps farmers in Iowa as much as it helps some auto workers in some cases?
I think we have a choice, Andrea, in terms of how we treat the global economy. Should we join a global race to the bottom that's based on outsourcing and risky financial deals and loopholes where the only premium that matters is profit creation, regardless of the impact on communities across America? Or should we take steps to reverse the outsourcing trend? And that's what the president's plan to end tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas involved. That's why he's invested in things like worker retraining, fought for trade adjustment assistance, doubled the rate of trade enforcement cases we're filing against China with the WTO. We could either win a global race to the top or join a global race to the bottom, and the president believes we should win a race to the top.
So you think that his job as the CEO, when he was a CEO, was to think about these other issues, not just about profits for shareholders?
Well, Andrea, he's putting out that CEO position, that job, as his sole qualification to be president. And when you're president, you're the CEO of the company, of the country. And I don't think that it's a good credential to run a national economy if one of the things you have expertise in is shipping American jobs overseas. So I think, as Ben said, that as president, you have a choice to make about whether you want to put America in a position to win the race to the top, or if you want to continue policies of the past that have put us on a race to the bottom. And just look at the policies of the two candidates right now. The president, as Ben said, has a policy, actually a piece of legislation sitting in Congress to close the loopholes that encourage investments and jobs to go overseas and use those savings to give new incentives to bring jobs back to America. And then you have Mitt Romney, who has a tax policy that encourages investments to go overseas. That's jobs that could be created here in America because of Mitt Romney's tax policies will be created overseas. So these are legitimate issues, important issues in the type of economy that we want to rebuild, and where the two candidates stand. As the president says on the campaign trail every day, this is the choice the American people need to make about which direction they want to go in.